1077 The River online exclusive.
And a welcome back to you. I always hold out hope when you take your vacation days that when you come back, my fingers are crossed here, that you have some kind of adventurous type journey to the center of the earth story to tell us. What did you do with an entire week of no responsibilities?
Oh, you know, Jared, I lead such a boring life. I didn't do anything. I had lunch with some friends that I hadn't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun. And really, that's it.
We're not buying into it.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
But
whatever KGB, CIA tasks that you're doing on these, because we all see it.
Right.
You get, what, 7-8 weeks off every year.
I do,
Mysteriously fall off the face of the planet. Uh-huh. You come back with chipped nails and scars.
I did text you once while I was away, letting
whatever.
You know.
You can plot that stuff out and your phone will do it automatically.
Really, I really am very boring. I lead a very boring, boring life. I really didn't do anything at all.
Nothing screams assassin like.
Yeah. I wish I had some excitement to tell you. I have nothing.
One of the reasons you took the time off was so that Greg could shoot away on a boys' weekend, right?
Yes, he went to Mesa golfing for a few days, and so I just kind of took the day off to make sure my daughter got to school okay. Not that she couldn't get to school by herself, but...
Did he bring you back anything?
He brought back some licorice. Yeah, how nice was that? Oh, he brought me back a t-shirt, an Arizona State t-shirt. Kind of cool.
So he got... He gas station gifted you.
Pretty much.
Did the licorice come with the t-shirt? The bacon craze has come to an end.
According to the 2015 National Dining Trends Survey, which spoke to almost 11,000 diners across 17 major U.S. cities, 34% said they were over bacon everything, while 28% said they were still on board the pork bandwagon.
Say it isn't so.
Not a chance.
Bacon will be with us forever.
Yeah, why would the love of bacon fluctuate in any way whatsoever?
For many of us, it's a treat. We don't have it all the time. So when we do have it, it's like, wow, I love bacon.
It's a treat?
Yeah, it's not something we have a lot at the Martin household.
Why not?
Well, because it's not that good for you. So we try not to have it.
What?
I know.
How dare you?
Why did you say that? Why? Why? You're my hero. You come out with stink like that. Poop. Poop mouth.
You know what you gotta get?
What?
You gotta get the turkey bacon.
Oh, yes, but it's not the same.
Funny story, a couple weeks ago, I roll up to the Safeway, the little meat section there where the bacon is. A couple of guys talking, one that works there and one that's shopping. And he goes, oh, yeah, I see. You're just like me. The guys, we come to the meat and the ladies, they're off shopping for whatever vegetables and fruits. And I said, yeah, but I'm here. I'm actually getting turkey bacon. And he's like, ooh. I'm like, I'm what you call a metrosexual. There is something that you have in common with a plethora of very famous people. Take, for instance, Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, the Naked Chef, Jamie Oliver. I'll give you a little hint.
Okay.
All of you are backyard chicken enthusiasts.
Do their chickens sing like that? Because, boy, I would like to get mine to sing like
that.
Well,
don't you? What's the purpose of why are you raising them in the backyard? Isn't it for a talent show?
Apparently it is.
We need to stop messing around with digital billboards and whether or not we're going to have curbside recycling. Let's focus on important things around here.
Like chickens.
In our backyards.
Yes.
Every home should come with a free chicken. In fact,
when you buy a home in Lethbridge, you get three chickens.
If your realtor takes you to a place and you're like, where's the coop? Where's my free chicken? And they look at you cockeyed. Walk away.
Older men have been dating younger women for years, and really it's not that big of a deal. So why should it be a big deal when an older woman dates a younger guy?
I don't think it is. But I also don't think cougar's that offensive of a word. Cougar's a pretty good looking cat. Strong.
Well.
Nimble.
I guess.
Ferocious.
I guess.
We should find the word for the man who's after younger girls.
Yeah.
What's an animal out there that's a predator? How about a grizzly?
a grizzly.
Yeah, because we'll sleep a lot. We're kind of rotund.
Yeah, that's a good
men.
One. Grizzly kind of has
breath
that.
Breath can't really smell that good.
Has you, that connotation of yeah. being, you know, kind of grumpy and old, too.
You see us.
Yes.
You either want to run or pepper spray us in the eyes.
Right. I like that very
if we
much.
Catch you.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
Alberta Agriculture has set up a toll-free telephone number to make it easier to report a rat sighting. It's hoped the number, 310-RATS, will keep the destructive rodents out of Alberta. Alberta Agriculture says municipalities are responsible for eradicating the varmints, but people sometimes don't know where to call to report a sighting.
We got to find out what this rat hotline is all about.
Do you want to call it?
What's the number?
It's 310-RATS.
Okay. Do I need an area code for 310-RAT?
I believe not, no.
Rat 728. Rat hotline.
Thank you for calling the city clerk department for the city of Medicine Hat. Reach the voicemail of Kathy Eanes. That's the city clerk.
You got it right there. Rat hotline.
I try and change my passwords often.
It's, we have to do it here. We have like a company mandate where I think it lasts about 6 weeks.
60 days or something like that.
And then we have to change it.
Right.
So we're constantly going through passwords.
I know. And it's hard because you need some numbers and you need a capital. And
you started with the river in 1843.
Pretty much, yeah.
Used to come horse and carriage to the...
With
before,
my lantern.
Before radio even existed, Kathy was here with it. Yeah, what would they call those? A crier? The town crier?
That's right. That was me.
The time is 8:22.
Okay, keep going now. Yeah, so I've had to go through a lot.
The temperature.
Stop.
One below. Mrs. McGillicuddy's horse has died.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.